Götterdämmerung. Prelude. On the cliffs of the Valkyries. A painful farewell. Bedtime. Long years of marriage have passed. Siegfried and Brunhilde's child is put into bed and begins to dream. Three Norns whisk the child away to events far in the past, which still affect the present and frighten the child. At daybreak, Siegfried must bid farewell to his family. Alienated from his wife and child, he is pulled away. Brunhilde cannot stop her lover, but keeps the child they share as a dear memory of Siegfried. In turn, she gives him Grana, the faithful housemate, to take with him. Act 1. The Hall of the Gibichungs on the Rhine. Then, the rocky heights, as in the prelude. Malevolence. Hagen, disappointed by his former friend Siegfried, craves a dreadful form of revenge. The new owners of Valhalla, Gunther and Gutrune, have fallen for the suggestions of their half-brother Hagen, gullible. The two singles hope for trophies. Siegfried is welcomed and does not recognize Hagen. Without hesitation, Siegfried renounces his unloved oaths of marriage and loses himself in desire for Gutrune. Exuberantly, but to Grane's disadvantage, Gunther accepts him into the poisoned brotherly covenant before the two set off to Brunhilde. This time to win her as a bride for Gunther. Hagen remains behind to keep a fierce watch. Back with Brunhilde, the loneliness of the single mother is interrupted by the unexpected visit of her sister, Valtraute. She reminds Brunhilde in vain of her former obligations with respect to her origins. The aim of Valtraute's madness soon becomes clear. She wants to steal Brunhilde's most valuable possession, but Brunhilde, with her unshaken trust in Siegfried's love, is able to resist her. Full of hope, she sends her child towards the sounds of her returning husband, but she is bitterly deceived. Gunther gains control of the child and forces Brunhilde to give up her tenacious resistance. Under Siegfried's cowardly gaze, she is at their mercy. The darkness overcomes her. Act 2. On the Riverbank. Warfare and wedding. Hagen is tormented by the pernicious whispers of his former adoptive father, Alberich. But the latter must leave the despairing Hagen before he can be redeemed. Siegfried returns and drags Hagen out of his ruminations. Gutrune seduces her newfound husband, and Hagen stays behind with the child, whose fate looks very much like his own. In mocking tones, he calls the amused guests of the party to the impending war and implores them to unite opposite the new mistress of the house. An uneasy silence falls over the crowd, however, when Gunther introduces his humiliated bride, Brunhilde, to them. Fully aware of the betrayal, she voices her outrage, compelling Siegfried to make a public retort. Deeply degraded, Brunhilde in turn swears an oath to tell the truth. Siegfried flees with the people and proceeds to the wedding. Stunned by the insult Siegfried has inflicted upon her, Brunhilde remains behind. In a pact with Hagen and the frightened Gunther, it is decided that only murder can atone for this injustice. Thirsting for revenge, Brunhilde also banishes all motherly love from her heart. Act 3. The Wilderness of the Wooded, Rocky Valley on the Rhine. Double bars and fading tones. The morning after the wedding, with his child, Siegfried casts a fishing rod into the murky puddles of the barren basin. Three women of yore, scarred by age, buzz around him, lost and confused. They woo him and demand his child, but he laughs at their advances and imprecations. The spectacle ends. Hagen, Gunther, and the men finally find the erratic angler. Intent on getting Siegfried to become aware of his guilt, Hagen urges him to tell the story of his life. Siegfried increasingly gets caught up in the whirlpool of his memories and finally understands the cause of Hagen's wounds. Hagen strikes him down just as Siegfried sees his love for Brunhilde again in his sleeping child. Hagen takes the child from the dead man. Distraught, the Gibichungs leave. Brunhilde appears in the background. In the face of her dead lover, she passes one last judgment on what has happened before she comes to terms with everything. Transfigured, she nestles against her murdered hero and abandons herself to an end without legacy or descendants. The consequences of the past should no longer reach into the future. What has happened shall no longer weigh down coming generations. The foundation stone for something new has been laid.